at a time like this, I mean, is it important to take, you know, just extra precaution? I mean, with it, I mean, I know you guys were trying to be careful with it, but at this point, I mean, do you take more precaution?
Nah, that's when you get hurt. You know, I'm good. Like I said, I got to get in shape. I got to get in football shape. We got to get our timing down, and I got to, you know, help the younger guys, show them how to practice, and also get the defense a good look to be game ready when the season starts.
Is there also an element of, you know, Muhammad's new to the system. Justin's only second year in overall, second year system, just like you, but second year overall. Is there also an element of you guys being on the same page, trying to be there?
Most definitely. You know, we got to come out here. We got to communicate. When it's hot like this, guys tend to forget to communicate. And if we get those things handled early on, especially in training camp, the games come around and it'll be a lot easier for us.
There's a lot of competition. I mean, I know True and Alford are kind of set, and there's some things are set. But on the other hand, there's some competition there in the secondary, and those guys are going at it. Does that help you guys?
Most definitely. You know, just them coming over there and they giving us great looks. And we giving them great looks as well. You know, we got one of the, you know, best receiver cores in the league. So, and we just go out there and just try to get those guys that look, you know, and they'll be game ready.
What do you guys look forward to? Obviously, the weekends with the Friday Night Lights, you know, as you've done every year.
Yeah.
What do you guys look to do as a unit and you individually as well as you lead up, you know, to each level, that and then the preseason game number one? So what do you
mean? Just for the older guys. We go out there, we compete, but it's mainly for the younger guys, Friday Night Lights. You know, seeing where those guys that are at. You know, we did mini camp, training camp. Now we expect a lot of these, out of these guys because they want to play away. You know, these guys are behind us, and we just need to see what they can do as far as the physicality of the game. I mean, everybody can come out here, run around, look great, but when we start putting pads on and kind of hitting a little bit, we got to see what kind of guys we got.
You were there as a younger player that first year. Was it a bit of a shock, and can you appreciate what they're going through now?
Yes. You know, I came from the University of Alabama, though, so the physicality wasn't nothing for me, you know. But, yeah, I can appreciate it, you know. And you know, just the older guys on this team, we have great leadership on this team, and we're going to be there. We're going to support these guys. We're not going to be off, you know, talking and looking in the stand, doing other stuff. We want to see these guys succeed.
After a few days in pads, what are you seeing from the offensive line in terms of how they're coming together?
They're coming along great. You know, still work needs to be done. I mean, for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alex Mack at center, he makes great calls. He's been stepping the ball very well for us and, you know, putting up some good blocks. So I can't wait to see what he's doing in the regular season.
That tells us it's up and down the line. It doesn't matter if you're playing guard or receiver. You can appreciate what a guy like Alex Mack brings to the table.
Most definitely. You know, with him, just communication on the line allow us receivers and everybody else to get down the field and make some plays.